Last evening, we presented an overview of the Rambam. Perhaps we'll just review the salient points and tonight attempt to flesh it out a bit more. We refer to two Rambams, one that's found on page number 6 and one that's found on page number 7 of the Maran Mekomos. The Rambam in Perek Gimel Hilchos Talmud Torah presents a very famous position of his, that someone who makes a decision, he wants to engage in the study of Torah intensively, but he doesn't plan on working, and he hopes to be sustained. The Rambam says, V'yispanis min hatzdoka. The Rambam then condemns that kind of practice, and under a rather strong litany of isurim that the Rambam hurls at the individual, he's guilty of chilul Hashem, b'zayin haTorah, and he, in effect, is going to cause himself, chas v'shalom, to lose his olam haba, v'fi she'osa lehanas b'dir haTorah b'olam hazeh. And the Rambam primarily relies on, as we pointed out as well last night when we read the Rambam, his Pirush HaMishnayos of Avos, on the sugya nedarim with Aptarfon, that one is not permitted to use the Torah as a kardom, lachbar bohen. That's in Halacha Yud. And then in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam then speaks of the virtues of someone who works for a living. Misha Mispanis and Maisa Yadav, the Rambam calls it Maila Gedola and Midas Chasidim Harishonimi. And one will be Zoche to all types of Kovid as a result of that. So it would seem that the Kesem Mishneh, as we indicated already, in Halacha Yud, the Kesem Mishneh, essentially, to a certain extent, presides us with a precy of the Rambam in his Perush on Avos. Well, there the Rambam lists many, many Gdoli Tanoim Amaroyim who were, in effect, working for a living, each one eking out a meager sustenance, which they felt was sufficient to sustain themselves. And that was the ideal that the Rambam obviously is articulating. But the Kesem Mishneh himself comes to Maskana that the Chachma Yisrael b'meshach kol ha-doros were noig litol scharam and atzibur. They were compensated for the learning they did, for the teaching of Torah that they did, based on the pasuk, the sugya gittin, and elsewhere, es lasas Hashem efer Torah secha. Because of the quandary that we're in, we want to make sure that the Torah and its netzach will be sustained, will be maintained, and in order to do so, we must provide these individuals with some sort of panosa. We mentioned as well, yesterday, the Ramon, Yerodea, and Simon Reish Men Vav, also found here. And the Shach, and the Taz, and the Marshal, many assume that we don't have to be Choshesh for the Shita Sarambam, assuming that a person doesn't have the wherewithal to be Mispanish in Maisi Yodam, and he wants to learn Torah, and that's the Minog, B'meshach, Kol HaDoros V'Achronim. But the difficulty with the Rambam that we posed was the following, that even assuming where the Rambam underscores the Isur that's involved over here and the Isurim that the Rambam lists that we mentioned, Chilul Hashem, Bizayin HaTorah, but how do you explain the juxtaposition of these two dinim? That's in Halacha Yud, and in Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam speaks of the Maila Gedola of someone who is sustained by his own work, Midas Chasidim HaRishonim, and it would seem that according to the Rambam, that's a Midas Chasidus. And yet, in Halacha Yud, the Rambam would seemingly indicate that this is an obligation. It's a chiyuv. One is not permitted to go ahead and be sustained by the Torah. So almost as if there's a stir in Eil Bay, there's a contradiction between two halachas that are juxtaposed one to the other. And we answer the stira. We resolved it. Lefi Anius Daiti, it's a correct resolution. Namely, the Rambam, when he speaks in Halacha Yud, about that he's guilty of all the litany of Averis that we spoke about, that applies specifically to a great Talmud Chacham. That a great Talmud Chacham is someone who aspires to be at the highest of levels of Limud HaTorah, so he has to be exceptionally careful regarding Chilul Hashem, regarding his deportment. And we refer to the Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Vav, where the Gemara defines Chilul Hashem. The Gemara gives a number of examples. Rabbi Yochanan indicated that if he were to go Dalai Lamas without Torah, without Tefillin, and we know that's a practice of many Talmidei Chacham bizman Chazal, certainly even bizmanenu Anu, there are some great Gedolei Yisrael who wear talis and tefillin kol hayom. I'm zeicha to have a bit of a connection with Hagoyin Rav Avigdor Levinson Shlita, who wears talis and tefillin kol hayom, and Hagoyin Rav Chaim Pinchas Scheinberg also wore talis and tefillin kol hayom, and there are a few others that are not so well known, also following this particular practice. So great Talmidei Chachamim have to be exceptionally concerned about any kind of Chilul Hashem. A Gavra Rabba that people can actually look at, and they are models for all of Klal Yisrael, they have to be exceptionally, extraordinarily careful and circumspect, not to be Mechal Shem Shamayim. The Gemara gives the other example of Rav. If Rav were to buy on credit, that would also be something that would be viewed as something which is inappropriate. So therefore, the solution, or if you will, the thesis that is being presented over here is the following, that Halacha Yud applies to great Talmidei Chachamim, that they are extraordinarily careful not to be Mechal Shem Shamayim. And the Rambam, in the next Halacha, in Halacha Yud Aleph, where he speaks about the Maila of working, that applies to most of us. It applies to individuals who are, shall we say, not of that stature that the Rambam spoke about in Halacha Yud. And therefore, that is the resolution, I believe, of these two halachas juxtaposed one to the other, and there's no stira, there's no contradiction. And I think the language of the Rambam is meduk, and I'm going to discuss this now a bit further. I want to refer you, number one, to page 25. In page 25, the Rambam actually, in his Agdoma, to Pirsha Mishnayis of Ovos, yesterday we read the Rambam in his position where he discusses this particular area of Talmud Torah in Pirsha Mishnayis of Avos and Melacha. But now if you look on page number 25, the Rambam in his introduction to Pirkei Avos, so there's another very significant and very fascinating Rambam, but more or less he tells you what the intention he has when he wrote his Perish on Pirkei Avos. And specifically, the Rambam, as you saw in Perek Gimel Halacha Yud, refers to Mishnayis in Pirkei Avos. That one should not use the Torah as a cardinal v'achbar ba, v'chulu v'chulu. So he writes over here, on page number 25, Kvar bi'arnu v'psichas ma'amareinu, I already explained, b'zeh achibur, Torah ha'kabbalah e'chaysa, the Rambam presents the Masorah of Torah Shebal Peh, ve'en ha'kabbalah azos el lefarish divri ha'chassidim v'hamusorim levad, lezarez, liknos k'tas hamidos mehem osam she'to'altam g'deylo. Rambam says, what is the function of Mishnayis of Avos? Mishnayis of Avos are not presenting Piske Alocha, are not presenting Dinim. You don't have here an expository presentation of a kind of Shulchan Aruch. That's not the function of Pirkei Avos. But what is its major function? The Rambam says to acquire character traits, to acquire areas that are self-refinement. And obviously the Toelis will be great. And here the Rambam goes on to say, we're going to be warning, Miktsas Pchisios. Rambam says sometimes a person, Rachmanu Litzlan, could, God forbid, stray from the path of proper Midos. So essentially what the Rambam is telling us is that Pirkei Avos, its primary function are Yesedos of Musar, and you say this of Midos. The same idea is also found in the Bartanura, which is not in front of you, but the first Bartanura in Mishnayis and Pirkei Avos has a similar kind of comment. The Bartanura notes that we don't find offhand, lichora, in Chazal, tracts, namely treatises that are devoted offhand to Midos, with the exception of Pirkei Avos. There are many secular philosophers, I'm talking about Aristotle and Plato, and others actually, who penned major treatises on ethics and the like. But to a large extent, we know that, unfortunately and tragically, even though they wrote such treatises, but it was more, if you will, for a kind of disembodied intellect, what the Rambam calls in Meron Nebuchim, Scholem HaNivdolim, individuals who did not necessarily translate those abstract ideas in their own personal lives. And many, many examples could be cited for this. Says the Bartanura, that's not what's happening over here. All the philosophers essentially were presenting their own ideas which were of their own thinking and of their own creativity. Masha Enkein, Pirkei Avos, just as Moshe Kibel Torah Misinai and Masorah LeYoshua, we also have the Masorah of Midos. And this Masorah of Midos is exactly what Pirkei Avos is all about. And essentially, that's what the Rambam is writing over here in his Akdama to Pirkei Avos. Something of a very similar nature. We're not presenting Piskei Halacha. It's not a Shulchan Aruch, but essentially, Hu Haya Omer, which is a very common expression in Pirkei Avos, Margala Bepume, my Rebbe, Moran Harav Soloveitcher Zatzal, once said a shir on this topic as well, and pointed out that that's exactly what Pirkei Avos is all about. Individuals who reached incredible heights, but primarily not because of their prodigious knowledge of Torah, not because they were savants, not because they were incredibly knowledgeable, they're walking encyclopedias of Torah, all that is true, but primarily and preeminently because of their self-refinement, because of their sterling character, because of their luster character traits. And anyone who's familiar with Gedolei Yisrael knows that this is exactly what exemplifies Gedolei Yisrael. Whether it's Hagoyin HaMashiach Feinstein Zatzal, whether it's Hagoyin HaRav Soloveitcher Zatzal, Hagoyin Abel Yashiv Zatzal, Hagoyin HaShlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, when one thinks of these individuals, one is primarily absolutely enthralled by the sterling character that they presented. And that's exactly what Pirush HaMishnayos of Avos is all about. As a matter of fact, Ad Kedei Kach, when I examine more carefully the entire Rambam in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and one who looks at it, so one is actually astounded by the entire Perek. As a matter of fact, this halacha that we have been discussing, namely halachas, as we mentioned, Yud and Yud Aleph, Yud that speaks about great Talmidei Chachamim, they have to be extraordinarily careful about not being Mechal Hashem Shamayim, namely being sustained by tzedakah and the welfare, the coffers of the public tzibur, etc., etc. And then Halacha Yud Aleph that speaks about the average person who is praised and exalted and extolled for working and having his own panasa. So the entire parak, the Rambam, fascinatingly enough, places this in what context? In the context of the Keset Torah. If you look carefully in Perek Gimel, that's what the Rambam is speaking about. The Rambam is talking about how one acquires the Keset Torah. That's in Halacha Aleph. He tells you the three ksarim, and the Keset Torah is available for anyone in Klal Yisrael, Kol Mi Sherotze, Yovel V'Yito. And then the Rambam has a number of priorities regarding the Keset Torah. These are based on Mishnayos and Hurias and the like. And the Rambam continues to speak about someone who wants to acquire the Keset Torah. He essentially has to devote himself in a fashion which is indefatigable. He has to devote himself 24/7 without Hesech Hadas, and he doesn't expect, if nor should he expect, to acquire Torah and wealth, as the Rambam himself wrote in Pirush HaMishnayos and Avos, but rather he cites the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Pas Bamelach Tochel, Umayim Bamasura Tishte, V'Yala Oretz Tisha, V'Chayitzah Tichye, U'Vat Torah Ta'omel. So that, again, is a prescription the Rambam is telling us, and almost one is, can see, actually, in this entire parak, essentially, there are two kiyumim, if you will, in the midst of Talmud Torah. One, of course, is the kiyum of Yediyas HaTorah, and that's certainly very significant. One has to acquire knowledge of Torah in its length, in its breadth, from every single perspective, from every standpoint. Hagoyin HaMashiach Feinstein Zatzal wrote a tshuva in Igros Meisher where he indicates that every Jew is obligated to learn Kol HaTorah Kula, and I imagine that's probably the major thrust of those who learn Daf HaYomi, which is a wonderful enterprise, even if it's studied in a more bekiyus kind of way, but certainly it gives a person insight and introduction to many, many areas of the vast corpus of Torah, which is Arucha Me'aretz Midah, Arucha Me'ayam, as the Pasuk says in Iyov. So that's one aspect. And to be honest, that if you take a look in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, I would say even the first seven halachas are devoted to that particular area, Yediyas HaTorah, Talmud Torah. That's what the Rambam describes over there at some length. And in the second section of Perek Aleph Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Rambam is talking about the obligation to be Koveh Eitim HaTorah. Everyone has an obligation to set aside fixed times during the day and night, as the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shulchan Aruch Kadosh, Bayom, Balayla, Bagisul Yom, Balayla. That's what the Rambam quotes over there in the context of Perek Aleph. He mentions that the great Chachmei Yisrael, Vachot Ve'etzim, Shua Ve'mayim, they worked for a living, and they were involved in the study of Torah, And the Rambam speaks about the mitzvah of not so much learning Torah. We don't ask a person, the Gemara has in Shabbos, but we ask a person after 120 years a number of questions. And one of them is not halomarata Torah, but rather hakovata itim la Torah. That's how the Rambam cites here the mitzvah of being kovei itim, of setting aside fixed times during the day that one should be involved in the study of Torah, both by day and by night. And that's the indication, the language of the Rambam is very clear. But primarily what the Rambam is focused on, when he speaks about kriyas itim, that the primary obligation of a person is lehis yageya batorah, to be kovei zmanim for yageya batorah. And again, there are many, many exemptions, someone who is elderly, someone who is weak, someone who is frail, someone doesn't have the capacity to do so. But the primary obligation, and then Rambam goes on here in Perek Gimel to discuss exactly that any single Jew and every one of us can be zoche to the Keser HaTorah, but the issue is not necessarily, and this is something that when I'm with Talmidim, constantly I stress this idea, not every Golub HaTorah is an Ilui. There are Gdolei Yisrael who are not Iluyim. I've met a number of them. It's true, I've met many Gdolei Yisrael who are also Iluyim, who are incredibly bright, and certainly there were child prodigies, many of them, and some of them are geniuses, but I've also met a fair number of Gdolei Yisrael. I'm not here to now tell you who's whom. That's not my function, Michlal, Chas V'Shalom. I'm not in a position to measure that, but I know myself a number of great Rosh Yeshiva who achieved that which they achieved primarily through Yegiyah Batorah. And that's what the Rambam might see in Perek Gimel, Halach Avav, Mishin Aso Libo Lekai Mitzah Zol Karoi, one who wants to acquire the Keset Torah, cannot be Masiach Das, and he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, and then he writes over there, after he mentions Pas B'Melech Tochel, three words which are striking in the Rambam, Bahaschar Lefi Atzar. It's fascinating that the Rambam only mentions this concept with reference to Talmud Torah. Haschar Lefi Atzar. What about Shar Mitzvahs? All mitzvahs, unquestionably, one would have thought that this particular idea should be relevant to any mitzvah, whether it's the mitzvah of lulav, or mezuzah, or whatever it may be. The Rambam does not have it. Only here, by Talmud Torah, does he have such a statement. And the answer is because when it comes to Talmud Torah is a function, not of kishrenus. It's a function of asmada. It's a function of the effort, the energy that one puts into it. As he said over a number of times in the name of Rav Chaim Briska, the name of his grandfather. I assume he said it in a joking or half-joking kind of fashion, what's called b'derech tzachus, that a lamdin is not someone who's zochet to yediyas haTorah, but a lamdin is someone who's mashkia, who invests incredible energy and effort. And we find often in the Hebrew language, in Lashon HaKodesh, the nun implies actually hasmoda, namely avdan, someone who's a tanner, shakran, God forbid, someone who's a liar, gazlan, someone who's a thief, akshan, someone who's obstreperous, who's very stubborn, v'chadome v'chadome. So a lamdin, again with the nun at the end, is someone who is ragil in this mitzvah by virtue of not so much kishronos. Of course, kishronos can't hurt, but by virtue primarily of his devotion and his yegiyah batorah of the amala shel Torah. And this is certainly a very significant element. So the reason why I'm saying all this is because the Rambam in Perek Gimel, that we quoted these two halachas that I presented the thesis, which I would like to go even further and discuss a bit further in a few moments. So that entire Rambam is essentially giving us different eitzes. We're being given different pieces of advice. And among the pieces of advice the Rambam is giving us, that a great Talmud Chacham has to be exceptionally careful not to be Mechal Shem Shamayim, not to, anyone should never accuse him of any kind of Bizoin HaTorah. He has to be aware of the Gemara in Yuma Da Pevav of the Mekadesh Shem Shamayim. Therefore, he should not be mispanis Menat Stoka from the public coffers. Mashenkin, Halacha Yidalef. Again, the Rambam is telling you Midas Chesidus and a Maila. So one could argue, and as I said, the Rambam, when he laid out a rather lengthy essay in Pirsha Mishnayis of Avos and very strongly espoused a certain position, Lav Davka, the Rambam is telling us a din, as he writes in the Hakdama to Pirkei Avos. And that's how our Soloveitchik understood as well, Pirkei Avos, that the great Tanoim and Amoraim were role models, and we have to actually essentially try our best to emulate these role models. Matter of fact, the entire Pirkei Avos, Rav Soloveitchik thought, is based on the Sugin Brochus. If one is Meshamesh, a Talmud Chacham, And today it's very difficult to actually fulfill that dictum of being Meshamesh Tamid Chachamim. There's a fascinating comment, the Rambam's Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, which is based also on Divrei Chazal. The Rambam indicates there were three people who received the Torah from Moshe Rabbeinu, Elazar, Pinchas, and Yoshua. So why was Yoshua Zochet to become the Manig, the successor of Moshe Rabbeinu, Isha Sheruachbo, the Pasuk in Pinchas? And the Rambam says, because Yoshua, it's clear, the Yoshua Shu Talmido Shel Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Rambam, Masa Torah Shebal Peh V'Tzivo Olah. He was the Talmud who was Meshamish, his Rebbe, more than Elazar and Pinchas. And there's a Chazal that tell us that Elazar and Pinchas, Yosem Mimulochim, Mi Yoshua Benun, they were sharper intellectually. Their acuity was higher, was greater than that of Yoshua Benun. So why was he Zochet to be the Manig? Because the Pasuk says, Yoshua Benun Na'ar Lo Yomish V'Tech Ha'el. The Medrash Rabbah writes in Pinchas, Notza Te'ina Yochol Pirya. Yeshua was the one who set up the Safsalom of the Beis HaMedrash. He prepared the Beis HaMedrash for the Shia Moshe Rabbeinu, Parach Esamach Tzalos, V'chulo V'chulo. And because of that Shimosh, he became the Manig after Moshe Rabbeinu. So that element of someone who is Yogea Batorah, and that's exactly what all the Mishnais and Pirkei Avos are all about. Ad Kedei Kach, where I would even suggest the Gemara in Brachas, the famous Gemara in Daf Ches, where the Gemara discusses Hizara Bezokin Sheshochach Talmudo Machmas Einsei, that if God forbid a Zokin, an elderly person, forgets his learning because of different extenuating circumstances, which is not to be held responsible. So the Gemara says you still have to be Mechabit him, Luchas Veshiva Luchos Munoches Ba'isa Aram. And Adnir Soloveitchik, in the Shiurim that I heard from him, he said the following, that there are two elements of Kedusha in the Luchos. Tzvei Dinim. One is a Kedusha Saguf, because the Aron was among the Klei HaMikdash, has a din of a Klisharis, Klal Nogea Bo Yigdash. Klisharis has an inherent Kedusha Saguf. And secondly, an Aron also has Kedusha Seva Terah. I've already mentioned a number of times that during this Corona period, many people asked me about laying outside and taking a Seva Terah outside the shul, and I indicated that the primary issue, to my mind, is the Rambam in Hilchos Seva Torah in Perek Yud, where the Rambam speaks about a mitzvah liyachid the Seva Torah makom ulechabei oisa hamakom. I think he says there ulahadro yesem midai. That's how one should treat the Seva Torah, with the ultimate hidur. And the Rambam says dvarim shebeluchas habris hein hein shebechol seva v'seva. This Rambam is quoted by the Mechaber by Rabbi Sivkar in Yerodeya. So you see from the Rambam, the halacha be mechaber Seva Torah is learned out from the luchos that were placed in the Aron HaKodesh. And the Rambam indicates the dvarim shebeluchos hein hein hadvarim shebechol sefer. Every sefer Torah essentially is a kind of luchos habris. That's where they are. As a matter of fact, I believe Hagos Mamonios over there, if I'm not mistaken, asked the following question. He points out, he quotes from one of his rabbeim, that why don't we go ahead and why aren't we mashkid the Sefer Torah in the Aron? Why don't we simply, the Sefer Torah, we have them in a vertical kind of position. Why aren't we mashkid the Sefer Torah? We should lie them horizontally in the Aron Kodesh, the way the Luchos were presented horizontally. And he quotes Rabbi Natam in the Tshuva, that enochanami, but the fact of the matter is that the dinim of Kavod Sefer Torah, I learned that from the Luchos. And therefore, in effect, on the Luchos, you have a Kedusha of a Sefer Torah. So now what the Gemara says that Zokin Sheshocha Tamudo, or God forbid, Nishtabra Luchos, where you don't have a Chalois of a Kedusha Sefer Torah, it's like a Sefer Torah, Shechosu Bo Yiriya Achas, that something is missing. It's lacking the Chalois Kedusha of a Sefer Torah, but still, it has a Chalois Kedusha Saguf, because the Gemara says, Du Saguf Leipoka Bechdi. Du Saguf does not simply, is not repudiated so quickly. Even Kachim Shemesu with the Chazal tell us, Yotsu Midei Me'ila, but it's still the Chalois Kedusha Saguf. I think that's on the Rambam Paskin, the Hilchos Me'ila, if I'm not mistaken, that Kachim is back Shemesu, Min HaTera Yotsu Midei Me'ila. But the Rabbanon is still a din of Me'ila. So what does that mean? It's not Kachi Hashem, in the sense it's not Royal Akrova. You can't bring it on the Mizbeach. However, the Gabi the din Du Saguf, even though Mesu, the Kedusha remains, the residual Kedusha is still there, the Kedusha is not Poka, there's still an Iser Achila V'Hanom Midaraisa Midin Iser Kodesh. Matter of fact, I heard once from Soloveitchik, the name of his father, Hagoyin HaMoshe Soloveitchik Zatzal, whose Yahrzeit was just the other day. And so he understood that even if it's also because of Lo Sabah B'Chor Shorecha V'Lo Sogos B'Chor Tzonecha, It only means there's a miyat on me'ilah, which is not kachi Hashem. In other words, everyone me'ilah has to be kachi Hashem. However, all the other dinim that are totally disaguf are still chal. Anyway, the point I'm trying to make is that a great Talmud Chacham who achieves high levels of knowledge in Torah, primarily as a result of yigia, as a result of incredible effort and energy that he expends, he himself has a kedushas haguf. That's the Beis Halevi's Yisod, which he writes by Richos in a number of places, in the drashas of the Beis Halevi, in the tshuvas of the Beis Halevi, in the Beis Halevi al Torah, because limud haTorah sanctifies the guf haAdam. Someone who learns Torah, as the Gemara says in Brachas, the Gemara compares Torah, halo kol dvar ka'eshnu mashem, ma'eshim mekabel tumah, divrei mekabel tumah, and Eish, of course, fire is cathartic. It purges, it cleanses. And so too, limud haTorah sanctifies the guf haAdam. And that's exactly what the Rambam says over here when he speaks of the Gimel Ksorim, the three crowns that one can be zochet to. Obviously, Kesa Kehuna, to descendants of Aaron HaKoyim, Kesa Malchus, descendants of David HaMelech, and the Kesa Torah, Kolarot Zelito, Yovel Ito. There's an Amasar Amnosan that comments as well about these three Ksorim. It mentions that Kesa Kehuna, there's no way I can acquire the Kesa Kehuna. When I was a young child, and on Yom Tov, we used to observe Kohanim Duchening, maybe four or five times a year, I used to run away from my father and go under the talus of the Kohen and see exactly what's happening over there. What are they engaged in? I was maybe 2 years old, 3 years old, and I used to imitate them, actually, trying to imitate them. And I saw I couldn't do it, so that they told me is a sign that you're not a Kohen. That's a simon that you can't be a Kohen if you don't know how to make the windows. Windows from the days of computers. At one time, they used to have chaloinis, hey avirim, as the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch. Whatever the case is, Kesa Malchus, again, also, obviously, Abbasin says you can, all the money in the world, you won't be zeichet to Kesa Malchus, but the Kesa Teila, the Lashon of Abbas Abbasin, if I'm not mistaken, is Amola Shel Teila, Kalarot Zelito Yavavito. That's what the Rambam writes over here in Paragimel Hilchos Talmud Teila. So my point is simply that regarding Keser, Kahuna, and Kesa Malchus, so we know what Kesa means. It's a kind of diadem around the person's head, around the head of the Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol's Nimshach Meshevan Amishra. He's in the Scottish Bezus Aguf, a Melech also. He has Meshicha, and the anointing of a Melech gives him also a certain kind of Kedusha, Bezus Aguf. Shmuel HaNavi tells Shaul HaMelech, V'tzolachta Alecha Ruach Hashem, the passage in Shmuel Aleph, V'snabesa V'nepachta L'ishacher. You are transformed, you're completely and totally. So Kesed Torah means that Yidei Limud HaTorah, there's a Kedusha Aguf that's chal in the Gabra of the Talmud Chacham. A person who learns Torah is miskadish. He's sanctified. He is elevated. He is misroimen. Torah is mikadish. Torah is mizakek. Torah is mitzarev. Torah is mitaher. Salsaleha usulememeka. Ki techabkena. And that's what the Rambam actually is talking about. In Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Aleph, the Rambam discusses Yediyas HaTorah, Limud HaTorah. In Perek Gimel, the Rambam speaks about Kesed Torah that can be acquired every single Jew. Can be miskadesh as a result of limud and amolah shel Torah. And the Rambam speaks about rov chachmasa balayla, that's when the person is zeichet to the keser Torah. So my point in all this is simply to explain and to try to underscore the fact that the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos that the Rambam cited, he's not citing dinim. The Rambam is talking about midos. And of course, among the midos that a Talmid Chacham has to acquire, is acquired through someone who devotes himself to the study of Torah. He shouldn't use the Torah as a kind of nachmarbo. A great Talmud Chacham has a great Kedusha about him, has a halo of Kedusha about him, and that halo of Kedusha has to be protected from Chas v'Shalom. It should not be in any way tainted. And the tainting, according to the Rambam, comes about if he is sustained by Kaspei Tzedakah and the like. Now, we mentioned also, if you remember, the Rambam in Shmita v'Yovel. So in Shmita v'Yovel, in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yigimel, I'll just read the language of the Rambam. It's found on the original Maamar Kamos on page number 10. But I'll read it for you, so if you don't mind, you can listen or you can look at the Rambam Perek Yigimel, Halacha Yigimel. There he writes, why wasn't Shevet Levi Zoche in a Nachla in Eretz Yisrael? And the answer is, Neshehuvda Labanes Hashem L'shoso. They're dedicated. They're separated to be of the Hashem. They're the ones who are supposed to teach the Darkei HaTorah, Mishpatim HaTzadikim, Yoru Mishpatecha LeYakov, Bisaos L'Yisrael. I already commented, I mentioned the name of Rav Soloveitchik. That's their primary function. People mistakenly think their primary function is to be Mishurim and Shurim. That's certainly a very significant function. But the psukim in Chumash at the end of Sefer Dvarim indicate that is a secondary function. First, the Torah says, Yaru b'shvatecha liYaakov v'sarasu liYisrael, and then subsequently, Yasim uktara v'yapecha v'cholam izbechacha. That's a secondary function and not a primary function. The Rambam said, the Sanhedrin consists of Kohanim and Leviim. Kimad Rov, Sefer Dvarim, we see that idea. Lo yeh, Kohanim and Leviim, Shevi Yisrael, Chedgu Nachol Amechav, Hashem and Nachalosa, but the Sanhedrin consists of Kohanim and Leviim, who pass in Shailas, and the Rambam goes on there in Shemitah to be able to say that they're not involved in Melchama, they don't have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. Ela, the Rambam says, Hein Chel Hashem. They're the soldiers, the army of Hashem is Barach Shenema, Barach Hashem Chelo, and Hashem is Mezakeh, Ani Chelkecha v'Nachaloso. And the Rambam goes on, that's where the Rambam is Mechadish, now with Sheva Levi, Kol Ish V'Ish, Mikol Bo Yolam, whoever has a similar kind of mindset, V'Holach Yoshar, Parak Mi'al Tzavro, Ocheish Ben Sarabim, Harezen Iskadish Kodesh Kadoshim. The Rambam says that person is, in effect, imbued with sanctity, V'Yashem Chelko v'Nachaloso, Lo'elam Lo'li Olamim, and Hashem will be Mezakehim, Be'elam Azeh, Dover Hamas Piklo. And the Rambam then says, what does that mean? Just like Kohanim and Leviim are also Zeichen, Chavdal Matas Kehuna, that individual will also be Zoche. And he quotes the Pasuk in Tehillim, David HaMelech, Hashem and Aschel Gebuchaisi Atatayim V'Garoli. So this fascinating analogy to Kohanim and Leviim that the Rambam draws over there, that's relevant to great Tamnei Chacham, or individuals who rise to these incredible spiritual heights. So the impression one has that they will not have any recourse to any ishtadlus. They will not require any ishtadlus regarding panosa. They are simply oiskim b'melech shamayim, similar to Kohanim and Leviim, and as a result, the Ribbono Shel Olam will provide them with whatever they require, whatever they need. So then one could ask, maybe this is also a stira to the Rambam Shita, namely that a Talmud Chacham is not allowed to be mekabel panosa me'achem to the halacha in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Talmud Torah, halacha Yud, where one should not be sustained by Kaspi Tzibur. And of course, the answer is there's no stira whatsoever. Here, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, halacha Yud, I want to be medayik in his lashon. Kol ha'meisim malibo sheyasek b'torah v'lo yasek malacha v'yisparneis min hatzdaka. The Rambam is very precise. He's talking about someone whose panosa is coming from Kaspei Tzedakah. Kaspei Tzedakah is given to aniyim, to people who are umlovin, people who are impoverished, people who are forlorn, people who are destitute, people who are suffering economic privation. Yisoyim Amonos, whatever it may be. So that person, says the Rambam, that he has the capacity to work. He's not Chas V'Shalom, someone who's an ani or an umlov. That the Rambam wrote very clearly in Mishnayos and Pirkei Avos, that such people should be sustained. Of course we should be gomel chesed. Of course we should help them. Of course we should fund them. Of course we should support them. But here we're talking about someone who has the capacity to work and to be mispanis and ma'isei yada. But he decided, mi shemesim alibo sheyasek batorah. He wants to achieve the greatest of heights. And he's going to therefore have no recourse except to tzedakah. Says the Rambam, that is absolutely interdicted. That's completely forbidden. That's a chil Hashem. That's bizayin haTorah. A great Talmud Chacham to engage in that kind of activity is unacceptable. However, the Rambam Shemitah V'Yevel is not talking about Kaspei Tzedakah. The Rambam compares it to Kohanim and Leviim. He compares it to individuals who are receiving Tumas from Isis that is given to Kohanim and Leviim, that in effect, in order that the Kohanim and Leviim should do the work that they have to do, they are Oisik B'Tzach Yitzivu B'Emunah, and the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to provide them with whatever they need, with whatever their necessities. This distinction between the two Rambams is, to me, milsa de pshita. But, as Asalvesha used to say quite often, if a person thinks correctly, you'll find others on the way who agree with you. So then I went looking. I went looking to see if Achreinim support this kind of venture, and I found in the Birka Yosef and Yeredeya Simen Reish Vav, he says this explicitly. He points out that there's a distinction between someone who is misparnes, derech tzedakah, kaspei tzibur, or a person who receives a doron, as the Rambam spoke about, Talmidei Chacham receiving doronos, namely, we'll talk about this a bit further now. And essentially, the Rambam now, going back to the two Rambams, again, I don't see any contradiction between the Rambam and Shmita B'Yoro and the Rambam over here in Talmud Torah. Here the Rambam is talking about Hamesim Alivo Sheyasa B'Torah. He's capable of working. He's a great Talmud Chacham. He has to be exceptionally careful not to be Mechal Hashem Shamayim. He can't take Mikaspet Tzedakah. The Rambam Shmita B'Yoro is talking about something else entirely. He's being provided by Hashem Yisbarach with incredible Siyata D'Shemaya, similar to Kohanim Leviim who are receiving Trumas from Isis. And going back now to the Rambam and Pirsha Mishnah said Ovis that we read yesterday. So Lichora, one could also perhaps have some difficulty over there. The Rambam there, if you recall, I'll read the language of the Rambam on page 19 of the Marma Kamas that I sent out. You can actually see it. I'll read part of it again. When would the Torah permit the Talmud Chacham to be on the take? What does he do, the Talmud Chacham? He gives someone money, he gives a businessman money to help him invest. And that's called Matil Malai Lekish Talmud Chacham. That they become involved in business ventures with perhaps business people who are very clever, who have a lot of business acumen, and they're going to assist the Talmud Chacham, but he himself is going to be involved. And then the Rambam at one point used the language, but if you look at the context of the Rambam, and he's talking there about Talmud Chacham who are exempt from all types of misim, from head taxes. We cited the Gemara Bava Basra yesterday that the Rambam actually quotes the Kesel Gulgolet, v'chulu v'chulu, or any involvement in communal obligations, communal levies, the Talmud Chacham is not obligated, is part of all that. So the Rambam here speaks of a Talmud Chacham Kein, Inyan Shevet Levi. But of course, it's not exactly precisely the Ikon of Levi and Mamish, where they were involved purely in Avodas Hashem, and therefore they received Trumas of Isis. But the Talmud Chacham, the way the Rambam presents it here, is not simply on the receiving end, but he is in effect utilizing the resources that other people assist him for investments, for business opportunities. That's what the Rambam is talking about. So going back now, on page 26, in the Marma Komos, and here I would like to read the Ramah in Yerodea, in Reish Membav, Sif Aleph. The Mechaber said, Mi she'i efshalo lilmod, let's say someone is not in a position to learn. Nesheini yodea klal lilmod, he doesn't know how, he has no background. Unfortunately, there are people who don't have a background and who don't have a wherewithal. A person is very preoccupied with many, many aspects of his life. So what does the Mechaber say? Yaspik la'acherim halomdim. What should he do? He should support Torah institutions. He should support individuals who are involved in the study of Torah and teaching of Torah. And the Mechaber is quoting a tour in the name of the Sifrei. The Ramah says right there on this Mechaber, Hagor b'techoshev lo ki lelomid ba'atzmo. That person who supports Torah institutions is considered as if he himself is involved in the study of Torah. And then the Ramah is the well-known line, a person can make a tenai, can make a business deal, can make a contract with a chaver that he will be involved in the study of Torah, namely my chaver, and I'll provide him, I'll sustain him. And I will go ahead and share the schar and share the compensation, what's called the gon right away, indicates the makar is the Yisachar Zvulun, kind of relationship that we're all familiar with, the Pasuk Chumash, Smach Zvulun Mitzeisecha B'Yisachar B'Yoralecha. So Zvulun is now the business partner, and the other partner is the one involved in the study of Torah, Yisachar B'Yoralecha, and the gon refers to a number of Mekoros in Chazal, Shoya Zvulun Oisik B'Pamakya, Zvulun was a business person, B'Yisachar Oisik B'Torah. Uzvulun Bo U'machilo. Zvulun supported Yisachar in his study of Torah. The Gemara in Saita, which I have over here on page 27, the Gemara in Chaf Aleph, the famous Gemara as well, the Gemara speaks of Shimon Achi Azariah. What a name. Shimon, the brother of Azariah. So Rashi explains over there, Lo Matera Al Yidei Ochiv Shoya Esid Bin Pakmatya. His brother was the business partner, was the one who was the sustainer. Shimon was the one who was learning Torah. His brother supported him. And therefore, says Rashi, the Kachu Nikra Hashem Azariah Achi. What is he called? Shimon Achi Azariah. He's named literally after his brother. And Rashi goes further. So you see clearly that there is a concept of taking money in order to learn Torah, but the context seems to be one of a Yisachar Zvulun kind of relationship. Now, if you look in page 17, and this is also in the Rambam, back in the Rambam, in his Pirsha Mishnayis of Avos, the Rambam, I'll read his Lashon again. It's very difficult to reconcile all these different conflicting desiderata, and there are a lot of them, no shortage of them. The Rambam there writes, we don't find people who are looking to be on the receiving end. There were no such phenomena of yeshivas going around and essentially collecting money or asking people to donate to them. The Rambam did not know of any such phenomena. Neither collectively nor individually. We have aniyim, certainly we support aniyim. There's no problem, that's for sure. And the Rambam indicates otherwise, people were mistopic. People went ahead, each one found some sort of parnasa. In berevach, in bedochak, the Rambam says, the Torah did not permit anyone to be sustained by Torah. And he calls Hillel Hazokein and Shmaya Vabtalion, and they were aniyim. So you see clearly, they didn't want to be nena, me'achirim. He says, "Ki haTorah minato mizeh." The Torah does not permit us to engage in this kind of activity. But the Gemara in Saita that I just cited for you a moment ago, you have it also there in front of you. The Gemara Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara quotes a pasuk: "Boz yavuzulo, Oma ula lo kishimen achi azaria, lo kerab yechad ben nesia, lo kihilo v'shavna." And the Gemara says that Hillel v'Shavna were two brothers. Hillel asik baTorah, Shavna ova biiska, and let's go ahead. Hillel did not want to engage in this kind of asik, in this kind of shufis. The Mashor there explains that the double lashon of Boz Yavuzulo, one refers to Eilam Hazeh, and the other refers to Eilam Haba. But whatever the case is, again, it seems that Yisachar Zvulun is a completely different type of relationship, a different type of partnership. Shimon Achi Azariah, when the Rambam said that you're not allowed to be sustained by Kasmei Tzedakah and the like, that only is Dafka Kaspei Tzedakah, a great Talmud Chacham who's in a position to work, but decides, I don't work. Mason Libo, Sheyasek Matura. I want to be a great Talmud Chacham. I want to be Zochet to the Keset Torah, but I hope to be supported by Kaspei Tzedakah. That, according to the Rambam, is absolutely unconscionable. That's something which is absolutely unforgivable. That's interdicted. That's a Chilul Hashem. That's Bizoyin HaTorah. But the Diuk is Torah Tzedakah. And that's the Lashon HaRam, she is Panis Minat Tzedakah. That's also what he writes in the Pirush HaMishnayis. Tzedakah and Gemilas Chasodim, of course we have such institutions. Obviously. And they are destined and they are designed for people who are aniyim. People who simply don't have the wherewithal to maintain a fundamental, basic, meager kind of existence without being sustained. But this Talmud Chacham can be sustained if he goes to work. And the Rambam says that such a Talmud Chacham is not permitted to take Kaspei Tzedakah, where he can be mispanis and vice yodav, that would be a Chilul Hashem. Then the next Rambam, and Halacha Yudalef, speaks about the Ma'ila of working. All of us should be involved in some sort of panasa in order to be able to sustain ourselves. And then we have a third concept, Yisachar Zvulun. Yisachar Zvulun, but he's a seventh Halacha. Here we're not talking about aniyim. We're not talking about someone who's an ani, but rather it's a business contract. It's a contract which is of a chashemishpa nature. Namely, I'm giving someone else money to support that individual. I'm going to receive an equal share of his limud haTorah, 50-50 kind of partnership. And it doesn't make a difference whether that Talmud Chacham is an usher or an ani. It's totally irrelevant. It's an asek. It's an iska ba'alma. And that iska ba'alma, I'm not giving the money because it kaspei tzedakah. It has nothing to do with tzedakah. I want to have a chelek, a schus, a schar in his learning. And since that learning is his, as the Gemara says in Kedushin, Abdezara, Ubitarasa, Yeg, Yom Valaila, first is Taras Hashem, then becomes Taraso as a result of his hashka, of his great effort. And the Gemara says that Talmud Chacham, Shemacha al Kvaydai, since it's his Torah, Kvaydai Machol. So this is a shutfis. This is a business partnership. This is a Chashem Mishpat Halacha. That there is no Chilul Hashem whatsoever. And that's exactly what the Gemara says in Seitan Chaf Aleph. Shavna wanted to be chelek b'schavah shel Hillel, and that's the pashtus of the Ramah as well. The Ramah says here, yochal adam lahasis in chavero shehu yasek b'Torah. One person will engage in the study of Torah and will be mamzi panosa to the second. V'yachlo gimo b'schar. that is a shutfis. That's not tzedakah. That's not gemilas chesed. And I think it's meduyak in the lashon of the Ramah, because as I said, the Rambam does not quote this din in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Why not? And the answer is poshut, because it has nothing to do with Talmud Torah. It's a halacha in Hilchas Mekach Hamamka. It's a din in Chashem Mishpat. It's a shutfis halacha. It's something which is nitan to a partnership, and it falls under the general category of shutfin. Two partners decide to go into an agreement, and all the halachas that emanate from that partnership, that's something which, according to the Rambam, would be eminently acceptable. So the diuk we're making, which I think is a correct diuk, that what is not permissible is a great Talmud Chacham who can put himself in a position where he can work minimalistically and support himself, but he decides, no, I want to become, in effect, sustained by Kaspei Tzedakah. That is absolutely unforgivable, unforgettable, absolutely interdicted, completely also according to the Rambam, Chilul Hashem, Bizoyin HaTorah, but a Yisach HaZvul relationship, which the Rambam articulates in Yerodea, that according to the Rambam would be sustainable. B'haraya, the Igeres of the Rambam. If you recall, we read the letter of the Rambam last week. The Rambam was sustained by his brother, till his brother, tragically and unfortunately, in a terrible accident that occurred where a ship capsized, and the Rambam's brother was Nifter, together with a lot of the rechush that he owned, and a lot of that which he shared with his brother, with the Rambam, with the Nesher Agodo, that the Rambam clearly contended would be a business relationship, a business partnership. So Hayotzi be called Vareinu, just to sum up, that there are no steerers in the Rambam. Can't be a steer in the Rambam. The Rambam is describing and more or less discussing different facets. There's the Yisach HaZvulun relationship, which is acceptable, not only acceptable, it's something which is desirable. Those who are able to be zocher to such a relationship, tava aleihem bracha. Number two, someone who's capable of working, but decides he wants to be zocher to the highest levels of Torah, hameisim aliba sheyasek b'teila, that the Rambam calls a chilul Hashem, that the Rambam calls a bizayin ha-teila, and then for rov of Klal Yisrael, clearly the position of the Rambam is that one should strive to find some sort of panasa, and one should be mispanes in ma'ase yada. That's a ma'ila gedela. That's a midas chasidim harishonim. Va'akol miyusha lefi ani yuzdaiti. Va'akol oyla yofe. And the Rambam, the be'ez Hashem is barach halavai, that all of us should fulfill that which we have to fulfill, whether we have a Yisach HaZul relationship, whether we are individuals who are mispanes b'ma'ase yadayim shalonu, but of course we're kovei to mal Torah. It should be maximum keva of Torah and minimum panosa if that's possible. And of course, it's very difficult to achieve that. And finally, if someone is a great Talmud Chacham for the Dolei Ador and the individual of that nature has to be careful not to be mispanis because it's tzedakah. But in the Shemitah V'Yovel mode, there the Rambam is talking about someone who achieved incredible heights of Ruchnius, and undoubtedly, and we see that actually, literally, b'mo einenu ad hayom hazeh. Yechidei Sgula, who was Zeicher, that the Ribbono Shel Olam zakeh them, that they became, as it were, part of his Nachala, part of the Nachala of Hashem Yisbarach, similar to Kohanim and Leviim. And of course, if one is at that Madrega, then the Ribbono Shel Olam zakeh him, as the Rambam calls the Pasuk in Tehillim of David HaMelech, that Hashem Menos Chelki, Ata Toimich Garoli. Halavai, all of us should be Zeicher to whichever compartment we belong in, and try our best to obviously maximize the study of Torah, and thereby, primarily through Yegiyah, as I mentioned earlier, through Yegiyah, every single Jew can be zeichah to the Keset Torah, irrespective of Kishreinus. Kishreinus are not a factor. The Stipler, Zeichat Tzadik Dibracha, has, of course, in his very beautiful Sefer Chayei Olam, a famous story that he quotes over there. That's an absolutely gorgeous Sefer. It's kedai even to learn it tonight if you have a chance, but if not tonight, tomorrow. So I'll give you one day to learn the Sefer. It's a gorgeous, absolutely beautiful Sefer. And his son, the Sarah Torah, HaGoyin of Chaim Kanievsky Shlita, also wrote another beautiful Sefer, another beautiful Musa Sefer. The truth of the matter is that the Sefer I like the most among these Svarim, this genre, is written by a great Sfadish Shagodov, Rabban Tzion Abishol. Also wrote a gorgeous, gorgeous Sefer, very beautifully articulated in the derech of how one becomes a Ben Torah. I'm still in the very beginning trying to figure it out, but hopefully eventually I will get there and somehow find a way to achieve that level of becoming a Ben Torah. All of us can become Ben Torah. The key is, as the Rambam says, the Fum Tzaira Agra. The only time the Rambam mentions such a notion, Haschad Ofi Atzar, is in the context of Talmud Torah and not in the context of Shar Mitzvahs.